A Scottish festival that draws thousands of visitors from across the Pacific Northwest to Coquitlam returns for the Father's Day weekend. But this year's 91st annual celebrations aren't just the Highland Games. And Friday night's festivities are no longer free. Instead, the United Scottish Cultural Society, which hosts ScotFest BC, is ticketing for two major Celtic music concerts on June 16, as well as expanding its event to 3 days to include an international music performance on June 18, at no cost to the public. "It's our way to give back to the community," Mike Chisholm, ScotFest BC's executive director, told the Tri-City News during a visit to Town Centre Park, where the celebration takes place. "We've been taking the city park for a day and a half in the past, and we've always wanted to have a Sunday party because we have a hard time squeezing everything in. Now, we have our concerts on Friday, Highland Games on Saturday and world music shows on Sunday. It's going to be great." Chisholm, a Coquitlam resident, said the Sunday event also makes sense as the society's infrastructure, tents, sound systems, volunteers and vendors, is already in place. "Like last year's fest, which attracted about 7,500 guests over 2 days, the area will be fenced off for the site-wide liquor license. However, this year, the city will keep the adjacent Lafarge Lake loop track open during the weekend. Twa Dog Brewery will be serving its suds under the big tent while the Donnellan's Irish Pub Group will have its brews in parking lot D, where the British Car Show and 2 dozen food trucks will also be parked. Here's what's on tap. Friday concerts. Entry is $20 for the Cayley in the Park General Admission Pass, which includes the official kickoff at 6 p.m. with the Chieftain of the Day and a cannon firing by the 78th Fraser Highlanders. On the main stage, Town Centre Park Community Stage, musicians with the Grade 1 SFU Pipe Band will give a teaser to their pre-Worlds concert in Glasgow while, under the big tent, Beer Garden, the Irish legend Sharon Shannon will bring the house down following the SFU show. "We've got the best of Celtic music in one spot, for one night only," Chisholm said. Meanwhile, tickets are now on sale for the whiskey and oyster tasting hosted by Macaloni Distillery and John Merrill, a Nova Scotian oyster shucker and chef. The pairing runs from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Saturday games. The pipers, drummers and dancers start their competitions on the main and heritage stages, under the big tent and in the meadow at 8 a.m. "The core of our Highland Games," Chisholm said, noting there are 30% more entries than last year. "It shows that we are running a good contest that people from Western Canada and Washington State want to be a part of." Competition will also be intense on the Lou Ross Field, where the heavy event athletes will try for top prizes and titles. The men's and women's amateur open competition begins at 8 a.m. and runs until 5 p.m. with the Masters Provincial Championship at 11:30 a.m. To soak in the Scottish heritage, cultural workshops will take place in tents while Scottish country dancing demos will be held at the main entrance, a tryout a Cayley dance at 3:30 p.m. And, for whiskey lovers, there are 4 tastings at the school, from representatives of Macaloni Distillery, Revelstoke, Tomatin and Maker's Mark, plus another round of whiskey and oysters. Festival entry, not including whiskey school, is $25 per $20 for the day. Weekend passes are also available. Sunday World Beats. The Town Centre Festival site will be filled with sounds for a third day with the inaugural World Music Festival, a free event that includes music, dancing, recreation and multicultural talks on 3 stages and in tents. Jay Yoga will be in the meadow at 11 a.m. to offer a stretch for participants. Ukrainian, Peruvian, Indian, First Nations, Chinese and Mexican performances are also on the menu for the day. As well, Sharon Shannon is also back at 5 p.m. under the big tent. _ ScotFest BC is sponsored in part by the Tri-City News. For the full listings and for tickets, you can visit the event's website. Volunteers, especially those with a Serve It Right certificate, are needed, and those interested are encouraged to email volunteers@scotfestbc.com. Corporate sponsors are also sought.